together.
Cause it ain't my Twitty.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Conway Twitty.
Conway Twitty.
It is a That Ain't My Twitty on a Tuesday, and this sets you up May 22nd, Globe Life Field, home of the American Rodeo. Totally free right now if you can tell us, of course, how we play back to its original form. That Ain't My Twitty over the past couple of weeks. You know, it's kind of morphed in and out with That Ain't My Willy and whatnot.
Yeah, I was going to, I was wondering if you were going to mention that from last week.
You're darn tootin'.
Because everything is meant for sharing all the time.
Hey, my lipids are in order. Okay?
Improved lipid profiles.
It's amazing right now.
I don't know that Willy's lived that long by fasting.
You should see
the
lipids.
It's other things.
But right now we give you three song titles, two of which, of course, Conway Twitty tunes. The other, not. You tell us at 817-877-1921, which is not, which ain't, our Twitty, and you're headed to the American Rodeo. It's as simple as that. We usually have a theme of some sort. Sometimes the theme is just awkward. But today with the...
Sometimes?
You know, the whole fasting deal.
You don't want to go hangry.
Yeah.
Well, Conway had songs about everything. And that includes food.
Of course.
And dining. And things associated with such things that are cooking.
He did have a big buffet of life.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And all of it was dessert, from what we understand. But that is our theme this morning. So, 1, 2, 3, which ain't our Twitty? Song title option number one.
Number one.
Sitting in a dim cafe.
Sitting in a dim cafe.
Sitting in a dim cafe. I like that it's poorly lit. That's number one.
Number two.
Cooking up loving.
Cooking up loving.
Cooking up loving. Do that during a fast.
Number three.
Or number three, come home. It's supper time.
Come on home. It's supper time.
There you go. Those are your three song titles to choose from today. Which ain't our Twitty? Can you not tell that I was on a fast when all of this was being prepared?
Yeah.
Who's first up here? Hi.
Kurt Hagee, Dublin, Texas.
Hey,
hello.
Top of the morning to you there, Kurt. Very nice. What are we out there doing on
morning.
Our Tuesday?
I'm headed to work to shoe horses.
To shoe horses.
I love shoes.
Yep, I'm a farrier.
That's great. What sizes are they wearing these days? What's the latest kicks for the horses? Are they the light up ones?
Yeah. It is the spring season.
The rollies?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did they wear those?
Oh, yeah.
To go?
I put the light ones, the go fasters, on there.
Look at that gelding go.
The horse community will appreciate this.
Fantastic.
A good farrier is hard to find.
Oh.
Seriously. He knows. Huh?
He's not a doctor, he's a farrier.
I'm an equine podiatrist.
Look what we did there. You're first up right now, buddy, and that ain't my Twitty. What say you, which ain't our Twitty? One, two, or three?
I'm going to say one.
Number one.
One is sitting in a dim cafe. Survey says.
Sitting in the dim cafe.
Oh,
dang it.
Yes. Sitting in a dim cafe. I apologize.
Sorry.
Nope.
Kurt probably has some clients.
Yeah, you thought you were going to get some free shoes out of the deal, didn't you, Heather? All right. Well, he may not be a winner right now, but he is a winnier later. That's the house and horseman. All right. Hey, appreciate you, Kurt, man. Bless you, buddy.
Yep, thank y'all.
Have a great one. Good morning. You're next up here. That ain't my Twitty. Who's this? Where are you?
Howdy.
Rowdy in the Clee. Very nice. Are you going to go deal with the hooves of horses as well, or what are you doing this morning?
No, my wife took care of the horses this morning, and I had to leave early to head down to Austin.
We are so sorry. Are you taking SpaceX? It sounds like you're in the Artemis 2.
Yeah, what's going on out there?
He's testing.
I am in this lovely work car that my work provides me.
Excellent. Thank you.
Very fun.
All right, very good.
By the way, never play cards with a man named Rowdy. If you know, you know.
There you go. All right.
I'm sorry.
All right. And everything is put everything as an expense on that trip right now, okay? Including this.
Absolutely.
You're next up here. That ain't my Twitty. One is a Twitty tune, so we're down to two or three. Which ain't our Twitty?
Well, I think it's number three.
Number three.
Number
come
three.
Home. It's supper time. It's either that or cooking up loving. All right. One button left. Survey says.
Come home. Come home.
Well, doggone it.
It's supper time.
at all.
He can't come home quite simply because he's got business in Austin right now. I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry. That is a Twitty tune.
All good. Thank you.
I apologize. Sorry. We failed. Be safe, okay? All right.
Y'all too. Have a good day.
Expense this on your taxes.
Yeah, that's right.
This is an expensable call.
Absolutely.
There he goes. Okay.
Did you get a company car, KB?
I don't understand what that word means.
Horse.
Hello, yeah. You're next up here. That ain't my Twitty. Who is this? Where are you? Tax Hotline.
Well, hello. This is Kelly in the Ville.
Kelly in the Ville in the catbird seat. And what timing this morning, Kelly? Have you done your taxes yet?
I have. Oh. Man, I needed that refund money.
Nice. Well, you save it because you don't need it for American Rodeo tickets because you are showing up right here. One is a Twitty tune. Three is a Twitty tune. What ain't our Twitty there, Kelly in the Ville?
This is really tough.
Thank you.
I'm going to have to say number two, maybe? Number two.
That could be the correct deduction. That is a Twitty and Lynn song. Their grandkids. Their
yes.
grandkids cooking up love.
Yes. Cooking up love.
The grandson of Conway, and that's the granddaughter of Loretta.
I love it.
I've seen them. They are so good.
And you will be seeing the American Rodeo because you've got it. That ain't our Twitty.
Giddy up.
Thank you. Thank you.
Tax deductible indeed. Tax deductible.
No, that's none of this.
Turn them on. Turn it up. It's time to wake up. KB and Heather Lee.